assisting today with Todd Rusk, running for treasurer. So you've had a pretty good gig. Why make the change?
You know, I spent about 25, 30 years in banking, was a bank president, CEO, bank owner, and that's what got me into politics to start with. I'm actually terming out, and the treasurer's seat opened up. It's an open seat, and all my buddies said, Todd, that's your job right there. You get it. So, and essentially, the state treasurer's position is the bank CEO for the state of Oklahoma.
Now, you're from my neck of the woods out in western Oklahoma, and we're going through a terrible drought right now. So what are you kind of hearing from producers?
Oh, boy, the same thing I'm saying. Man, we are hurting. I mean, I baled up about half of my wheat. It wasn't worth baling, but I wasn't there when it happened. So I'm going to try to cut a little bit. And if we don't get a rain pretty soon, we're going to start selling cattle, and my pastures will just start to green up, and then they start blueing off and going backwards. And, you know, we were hearing a lot about the floods in the eastern part of the state, and I know northeastern Oklahoma was in really dire straits, but we're still begging for rain in southwest Oklahoma, so it's serious.
You got anybody out there that had wheat in the ground?
Well, yeah, there was, you know, a lot of them put wheat in, but it looked kind of like a mangy dog. There's streaks everywhere, and I imagine less than half of them are going to get a wheat crop, and that's going to be 10, 20 bushels of the acre on a lot of that. And man, I'm just trying to get my seed and wheat back and pay for my fertilizer if I'm lucky. So
if you get elected, what are going to be some of your first priorities that you try to tackle?
You know, the technology in the state treasurer's office is pretty old. I've gone through a couple of conversions in banks and know that side of it. Also, be looking at the unclaimed property fund process, looking into the trust process, see why we're having such a infilling of that particular area. And several other areas I'm anxious to be able to get a shot at if I get in there.
Well, you know, we have a hard time, and I'm sure that you've heard about this too, getting folks to come back to the farm. It's very hard to do succession planning, very hard for new farmers to kind of start out. What are some of your thoughts on ways to make that situation a little better?
You know, that's a great question. Being a banker, I'll tell you that the state treasurer's office in the past had some incentive money to do these low interest rate loans through ag programs and small business programs. I'm anxious to kind of go in there and look at that and see if there's some money we could free up to help, you know, some of these guys at the state level and, you know, anything else we can do to try to help agriculture in Oklahoma.
Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm hoping all my rural Oklahoma folks are pulling for me. It's looking good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.